still people wearing masks, huh? When are you going to stop? If you're afraid to die, don't get born. If you're already born, you will die. You know that? Every one of us will die sooner or later. And it depends on our karma, how long we live. I thought you are Buddhist. Probably only Buddhist in name. Huh? Only Buddhist in name? Not in thought, word, and actions. When we are born, we need to educate or train this body for 18 years. Learn to walk, learn to talk, learn to read, learn to write, learn to think before we can use this body. You should know by now what I'm saying. Don't need to write it down. And then, then we work for the rest of our life. And for this body. And then we get retired and wait to die. This is life. And whatever happens to us is the result of our karma. What did the Lord Buddha say, We are born, we get old, we get sick, we die. And when we die, we are born again. And do the same thing over and over and over again. Just like now the young people play video games over and over again. When it's finished, game over. Then you start again, game over, start again. Same for us. When we die, we start over again. And then game over, start over again. No? So much fun, huh? This is called samsara. The cycle of birth and death, the endless. You know a circle? It has no start and it has no end. Sometimes I call it, hamster wheel. Have you seen a hamster wheel? The hamster running, but not going anywhere. That's us. running, 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 but not going anywhere.
Itulah kita berlari, berlari, berlari,
tapi tidak kemana. Huh? Any objections?
Bukankah begitu? Apakah ada yang tidak setuju?
Huh? That's us, running, running, doing, doing, huh? Thinking, thinking, working, working, huh? Dying, born, dying, birth, huh? Not going anywhere, huh? But in the hamster wheel, there's a door that we can open and get out of it.
Itulah kita, kita berlari, berlari, melakukan ini terus-menerus. Tetapi di roda hamster itu ada suatu pintu di mana kita bisa buka dan keluar.
And the Lord Buddha showed us this door. He said, there's the door, you can go. You can get out of there. Huh? And there is no more running.
Tapi Sang Buddha menunjukkan kepada kita bahwa ini ada sebuah pintu. Dan kita bisa keluar dan tidak perlu lagi berlari-lari.
Now it is up to you. Do you want to stay in the hamster wheel or do you want to get out?
Jadi ini tergantung pada diri kita apakah kita ingin berada terus di dalam roda putaran.
They don't want to get out, huh? It's so much fun to run and run and run, yeah? Yeah? Eat and shit, yeah? Getting older is so much fun, huh?
Tua itu sangat menyenangkan.
Waiting for death, huh? Waiting for death to come, yeah? The old people, you know, including myself, we are just waiting for death to come. No more strength, huh?
Dan orang tua, ya, seperti saya juga, kita hanya menanti
So the door out, yeah, opening the door of the hamster wheel is sila samadhi panya.
Jadi cara membuka pintunya adalah dengan sila samadhi dan panya.
Sila are the five precepts.
Sila adalah lima sila.
You know the five precepts of killing, not harming any living being.
Lima sila itu tidak membunuh makhluk-makhluk.
Not taking what is not given.
Tidak mengambil apa yang tidak diberikan.
No sexual misconduct.
Tidak bertindak asusila.
No lies or harsh speech.
Tidak berbohong atau mengucapkan kata yang kasar.
No alcohol, no drugs.
Tidak minum alkohol ataupun narkoba.
Including no smartphone.
Termasuk smartphone.
Smartphone is an addiction, yeah? Yeah. I mean, young people, old people, all the time, yeah, running through the city, huh? Bumping into this, bumping into that, yeah, not knowing what they are doing, yeah, that is also, yeah.
Jadi smartphone ini sangat kandung sekali, baik muda maupun tua, mereka terus bermain di kota-kota mereka berjalan tanpa mengangkat ke sini menabrak ke sana, tidak mengetahui apa yang sedang mereka lakukan.
It's actually not in the five precepts, but I put it there because, I mean, it is so dangerous, yeah? People getting so obsessed, you know, with this smartphone, yeah? Always having it, you know, yeah? Wherever they go, they have it, yeah? In the night, you know, they put it next to where they sleep. Can't let go of it.
Ini tidak termasuk dalam masalah, tapi bantai ini masuk ke dalam karena menjadinya sangat berbahaya sekali. Kita membawanya kemana-mana.
Just an addiction, yeah. Huh? to avoid to see the truth.
Suatu candu yang memberikan dari untuk mengingat kebenaran.
The truth of dukkha.
Kebenaran daripada
dissatisfaction, dis-ease, restlessness, boredom, pain, suffering.
Dukkha adalah ketidaknyamanan, penderitaan, kegelisahan, ketidakenakan.
Everything, huh?
More or less.
More or less. It is essential to see this, yeah, to understand the first noble truth, yeah, the truth of dukkha. Because if you don't see it, yeah, if you try to avoid it, you know, with doing this or doing that, yeah, then we cannot find the way out.
Adalah sangat penting untuk memahami dan mengerti kebenaran dunia yang pertama ini. Karena kita bila kita selalu mengganggu, kita tidak dapat melihatnya.
You understand that?
Apa kita memahaminya?
Open your ears wide and listen to what I'm saying.
Bukalah telinga kita dan dengar apa yang disampaikan oleh
There are not too many teachers, you know, who teach this thing. Yeah?
Tidak banyak guru yang mengajar.
And especially in Indonesia, there's hardly anybody.
Dan terutama di Indonesia, sangat sedikit sekali. Sangat
jarang. I'm teaching to wake you up, yeah, to get out of your sleep, yeah.
Dan soal pelajaran yang membuat kita keluar dari tempat itu kita.
To know what you are doing, why you are doing it, and what is the result of your doing.
Untuk mengetahui apakah yang kita lakukan, kenapa kita melakukannya, dan apakah hasil dari perbuatan kita.
Otherwise, it's just sleep walking through life.
Bila tidak, hanyalah kita hanyalah berjalan dalam tidur.
Or being a robot, following the commands of the kilesa.
Atau kita seperti robot yang hanya
The kilesa tell us to do this, and we say yes. Huh? To think this, and we say yes. Huh? To say this, and we say yes.
Kilesa menyuruh kita melakukan ini dan tidak ya. Lakukan itu dan juga ya.
The Kilesas are just like soldiers who keep us into the prison.
Kilesa seperti saudara atau prajurit yang terus ya menjaga kita dalam penjara.
Keep us in the prison of samsara.
Dalam penjara samsara.
They don't let us out if we don't fight them.
Mereka tidak membiarkan kita keluar setelah
The Kilesas are formed into three different armies. Three different armies.
Kilesa terdiri dari tiga pasukan sedang.
Now you can, what armies?
Tiga pasukan itu adalah lawan, kesepakatan, lawan, kebencian, dan lawan dengan keliru atau salah.
And they keep us busy all the time.
Dan mereka membuat kita terus sibuk.
No, I want this, I want that, I don't like this, I don't like that. I don't have enough of this, I don't have enough of that. I want to become this, I want to become that.
Saya mau ini, saya mau itu, saya tidak suka ini, saya tidak suka itu, saya tidak cukup ini, saya tidak cukup itu, saya ingin menjadi ini, saya ingin menjadi ini.
These are the Kilesas constantly commanding us around, yeah?
Inilah Kilesa mengomandai kita.
I mean, people who are married, you know, they don't like the husband or the wife to constantly command them around. Huh? Do this, do that, you know, I don't like this, I don't like that. You don't like that, huh?
Seperti kita semua, kita tidak suka selalu diperintahkan oleh suami atau istri. Tidak suka ini, tidak suka itu.
You wouldn't keep that husband or wife, you know, for a long time, yeah?
Kalian pasti tidak akan tidak ingin ya suami tersebut atau istri tersebut untuk waktu yang lama.
You would kick them out, nah?
Dan akan mengusirnya keluar.
So why don't you kick out the Kilesas that constantly command us around?
Jadi kenapa kita tidak menyempat keluar Kilesa yang selalu memerintah kita?
Yeah. They are very difficult to get rid of.
Mereka sangat sulit sekali untuk dilenyapkan.
Because they suggest, it's me, it's mine, it's myself.
Nah, mereka mensuggesti kita bahwa inilah saya, aku, milikku.
Let us say, I want, I feel, I think, huh? I memorize. Huh? Suggesting it's me.
Yaitu, saya mau, aku mau, aku merasa.
Huh?
And then the other.
What?
I feel, I want.
I think, I memorize.
Saya berpikir, ya, saya mengingat.
You have to resist. Once you want to resist, I said, I don't need. Yeah? Okay, let's ask you, I want this. And then you say, no, I don't need it.
Bila kita resist, ya kita menolak. Jika kita bisa menyuruh kita ingin ini, ya kita bilang, saya tidak mau.
Then they will create a lot of pain.
Dan maka akan kita akan sangat menderita.
Well, dukkha, dissatisfaction in your heart, and you can't resist, and then you just go and fulfill the command.
Dan akan muncul dukkha yang tidak dimana, dan kita akan pergi untuk memuaskan apapun itu.
We have to resist the kilesas, and do what is good, and don't do what is not good.
Dan kita harus menahan kilesa tersebut, yang menolak kilesa tersebut, melakukan apa yang baik dan menolak apa yang tidak baik.
The teachings of all the Buddha is don't do evil, do good.
Ajaran dari semua Buddha adalah jangan melakukan keburukan dan melakukan semua dosa.
Keeping the five precepts.
Menjaga lima sila.
And it keeps us away from hell.
Menjauhkan kita dari kota yang paling.
If you don't believe that hell does not exist, then you're in trouble.
Bila Anda tidak percaya bahwa neraka itu ada, Anda dalam bahaya.
There are 31 realms of existence.
Ada 31 alam keberadaan.
We are on the human realm is on the fifth level. Below us is the animal realm, then comes the ghost realm, then comes the demon realm, and then the hell realm.
Jadi di alam manusia itu ada alam yang kita terima, di bawahnya ada alam neraka, alam hantu, alam binatang, alam setan.
Above us there are 25 realms in heaven.
Dan di atas kita ada 25 alam surga.
And when we die, you know, most of us, you know, will go to hell, spend there, a while, and then come back to the ghost realm, and from there we come back as a human being.
Dan kebanyakan kita setelah meninggalkan jauh ke alam neraka untuk beberapa lama dan setelah itu ke alam hantu dan barulah kita kembali ke alam manusia.
70% of the population of this earth has no other chance, They're called Padaparama, the deplorables, they have no chance, to go, from human life, they go to hell and then they come back, and they go strong and they come back as a human being going to hell. They have no chance to ever get out,
Jadi 70% dari populasi dunia ini kebanyakan dari mereka, setelah dari alam manusia, mereka terjatuh ke alam neraka, atau dari manusia lagi, dan menjadi lagi,
and the people who are sitting here are called the Naya. Sometimes they're a little bit interested, then they're not interested, then they can become interested again, and they're not interested. There's only a very small percentage, who sees or hears the truth, and then goes for it.
Dan sangat sedikit sekali yang melihat, mendengar kebenaran dan menjadi.
So you have to work your way up, get more and more interested, listen more to the Dhamma, and practice.
Jadi Anda harus menjadi lebih tertarik lagi dan maju praktek dalam Dhamma.
And practice the five, keeping the five precepts.
menjaga lima sila,
and developing generosity, respect, and gratitude.
Mengembangkan kemurahan hati yang hormat dan rasa terima kasih.
Respecting our parents, respecting the teacher, respecting all beings, you know, respecting animals, yeah. This is respect that is necessary.
Menghormati orang tua kita, guru kita, semua makhluk di mana kita harus hormat pada semua.
We should even respect beings that we don't like.
Kita juga perlu menghormati makhluk-makhluk yang tidak kita suka.
They have become human beings, so I mean that is something that is respectable. Yeah?
Dan mereka yang telah menjadi manusia, mereka bisa menjadi manusia. Jadi itu adalah sesuatu yang
That doesn't mean that we have to value or to cherish what they are doing if it is bad.
Tapi kita tidak perlu menghargai atau menyokong perbuatan mereka.
If they do bad, you know, we don't have to cherish it. Yeah? If they do good, you know, we cherish it and we try to follow it.
Bila mereka melakukan yang jelek, dan tidak perlu kita hargai. Tapi bila mereka berbuat yang baik, kita perlu menghargai dan mengikutinya.
And being grateful for what is given to us.
Dan berterima kasih kepada apa yang diberikan kepada kita.
Being grateful to our parents, being grateful to the teachers, being grateful to the people who give us work, yeah?
Berterima kasih kepada orang tua kita, berterima kasih kepada kita dan kepada mereka yang memberikan kita kerja.
Because we have no right other than our karma.
Karena kita tidak memiliki hak atas apapun kecuali karma.
I think this is enough, yeah?
Saya rasa cukup.
So try to, yeah, keep the five precepts and respect and know that whatever happens to you right now is the result of your own doing.
Jadi cobalah usahalah untuk menjaga lima sila dan menerima apapun yang terjadi pada kita merupakan hasil dan dari karena perbuatan kita sendiri.
It's not because of somebody else did something to you.
Ini bukanlah karena seseorang melakukan sesuatu kepada diri Anda.
It's because of your past actions or past works that these things happen to you. I mean, in the suttas, there are a few examples that the Lord Buddha points out.
Di dalam sutta sabda menunjukkan beberapa dalam sutta.
A person who is in this life very generous will become very rich in his next life.
Orang yang berkurang hati di kehidupan ini akan menjadi kaya pada kehidupan selanjutnya.
So when you see rich people, you know, who don't steal from others, yeah, I mean that is because of their karma, yeah. And if you are born poor, it is because of your stinginess.
Jadi kita lihat dari orang kaya tidak bisa kita memahami bahwa kita jangan mencuri, jangan mengambil barang milik orang lain. Dan bila kita melihat seseorang yang tidak punya kekayaan, ini adalah hasil dari pikiran.
Everybody of us admires beautiful people or handsome people, yeah. But it is, you know, the result, yeah. Becoming beautiful is giving, serving other people without having any interest in oneself. So if you do that for one life, in the next life you become very beautiful.
Doing what? Doing what?
Serving others and not having no interest in oneself.
Oh. Jadi ketika kita menjunjung atau suka ya pada orang yang cantik, yang tampan, tapi ini merupakan kasih daripada kita melayani orang, tidak ada rasa keakuan.
That's why we admire, you know, people who are beautiful or handsome. Yeah. Admire, you know, cherish whatever. But what they do now in this life, you know, I mean, they get rid of the values that created this kind of karma. Rich people become very stingy, and so they are born poor in the next life. That's what we normally do, you know, we work, you know, and then we spend the money that we earn, yeah, we don't keep anything back. There's one more thing that he mentions, you know, I mean, people who constantly lie, you know, will have a bad breath in their next life, so that nobody is going to listen to them. Okay, so make the most out of your life, and with this I end the talk, yeah? So if there are questions that come off.
Pada konsentrasi, apa tiba-tiba itu muncul dan badan kita goyang terus jadi seperti itu tiba-tiba goyang begini-begini terus seperti itu. Cara mengatasinya bagaimana ya? Itu pertanyaan pertama. Yang kedua, tadi Acar sudah mengatakan pala pola langka. Jadi di ada dokter juga kan ada pala langka. Jadi di alam langka, apakah ada yang bisa
yang menyiksa
seperti
alam dalam
kita. Terima kasih.
Thank you. So, Chantasi, the first one is when it comes to the meditating, when it's in the concentration, this is in concentration, and then suddenly the sleepiness starts in, and then it seems like it stops.
Develop sati and know the thought, you know, that comes before the sleeping that struck you.
Kita makan sati dan mengetahui pikiran yang datang sebelum nanuk itu datang.
Lots of people don't develop the sati that I'm talking about, this awareness of the breath. If we are aware of the breath, then we are also aware of the thoughts that come in. And normally the citta prepares us, oh, I'm tired, oh, I'm bored, you know, and then we fall asleep. And that, if that, at that moment, we say, no, I want to stay awake, you know, you stay awake and you don't fall asleep.
Jadi kebanyakan orang tidak mempraktikkan sati. Sati itu ya, ketika kita meditasi, kita mengetahui nafas kita. Ketika kita melakukan pemikiran, kita mengetahui pikiran-pikiran yang masuk, ya, seperti yang saya capek, saya tidur. Ketika kita ada muncul pikiran seperti itu tersebut, kita katakan saya tidak mau tidur, saya tidak ingin capek, maka kita tidak akan ngantuk seperti itu.
If you just, you know, follow the breath, you know the breath goes in and out, yeah, and don't develop the sati, you will not know what is brewing up in the back of your mind.
Bila kita hanya tidak ada sati, kita hanya nafas masuk, nafas keluar, maka kita
I mean, the kilesas are constantly in the background brewing up something, concocting up something.
Jadi kilesa itu selalu ada di belakang untuk
And if you have awareness, you are aware of it, you know, and then you can counteract it. Know that the breath is subtle, know that the breath is rough, know that the breath is long or short, yeah, it is in-breath or out-breath. Know it every moment, then you will be aware of that. But if you slip into the calmness, yeah, go for the feeling of the calmness, then of course then this happens. Okay, understood.
How many are in the phone?
While I'm talking about the helicopter, she asked whether it is our step that go into the hell or is there still the mind?
Huh?
To like a person that goes into a hell or is just the mind then?
The chitta that goes to hell.
Chitta.
And it has the same form as a human being, yeah? Just like in the ghost realm, they have the same form, but it is not, yeah, it is not this material form. If it is only the mind that goes to hell, you know, I mean, for instance, when you lie, when you constantly lie, you go to hell. And your tongue is ripped out for every lie that you told.
What is hell?
When you lie a lot, you know, and you go to hell, yeah, your tongue is ripped out for every lie that you told. So you have to have a form, yeah, there, yeah, in order to experience the pain. And people who are alcoholics, you know, or drink, or drugs, you know, I mean, they go to hell and drink hot iron. Yeah, fluid iron. What do you think, what happens to your intestines if you drink that hot iron? No, it goes out. Everything, yeah. Wow. Go and visit hell and see, you know, what is happening to you, you know, yeah? Or what is happening to other people. You don't want to do it ever again, yeah? But we tend to forget,
huh?
We come back here as a human being and we forget everything about hell, you know, and just do the same things over and over again that leads us to hell again. Okay, so, other question.
Thank you very much, Sanya.
Yoga meditasi. Dari sudut lain mengenal why you meditate.
What?
Why you meditate? What is the why do we meditate?
Why do you go to sleep?
Meditate.
Oh. Yeah, I'm asking her. Why do you go to sleep?
Kenapa kamu kita tidur pergi tidur?
She doesn't understand.
Kenapa kita tidur? Kenapa kita perlu tidur?
What is true?
Because of sleep.
Because we need to rest the body. And we meditate because we need to rest the mind.
Kita tidur karena kita mau istirahatkan tubuh kita dan dengan meditasi kita istirahatkan pikiran kita.
When have you ever rested your mind? It constantly thinking. When you sleep, it is dreaming. So it is constantly working, yeah? I mean, it's overworked, overcooked.
Pernahkah kita mengistirahatkan pikiran kita? Pikiran kita tidak pernah berhenti bahkan waktu tidur, dia juga bermimpi. Jadi dia terlalu overload, bekerja terlalu berat.
Did you translate overcooked? Overheated. Okay, understood, huh?
No.
Afternoon.
Intinya kita minumnya nggak apa-apa. Saya kan di masalah kan kita maksudnya kan alkohol itu kan tidak boleh, tapi kalau untuk tujuan kesehatan atau untuk memasak boleh tidak
apa-apa. Pertanyaan saya apakah kesehatan? Jadi Ajahn Silas is about the 50% about the alcohol.
Yeah.
As you said, how about the alcohol for health? Just a little bit, or for cooking?
Why does she need for cooking? I mean, if it is, you know, for medicine, you know, if there's a little bit of alcohol for medicine, that is no problem, yeah.
Ya, kalau untuk obat-obatan, ya sedikit saja tidak masalah. Karena itu problem is not for medicine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, for health it's not for. Ya,
pilihnya tak mahal.
As you said, the main part is when they throw the alcohol, they don't get drunk. Is it okay? They don't get drunk.
They will get drunk.
You get drunk. How about if you didn't get
drunk? It's impossible.
Tidak mungkin, tidak mampu. Mungkin itu sedikit.
You can try it out. You know, you can try to concentrate, meditate, yeah, without drinking alcohol, and you can concentrate a little bit. If you drink a little bit, you know, I mean, you will be unable to concentrate at all.
Oh ya, jadi yang akan kita coba, pengen meditasi tanpa alkohol atau setelah nanti Anda pasti tidak bisa
It doesn't mean to you know you, that you get drunk, but you cannot concentrate. If you cannot concentrate, you don't know what you're doing, and that is the main reason why we shouldn't drink alcohol.
Tujuan utama kita minum alkohol adalah bila kita minum alkohol, kita tidak bisa berkonsentrasi.
And why do you drink alcohol? Because dukkha. Why do you play phone? Because dukkha. Okay. Another question. What?
I think that hit the answer why we came back about dukkha. He asked if tadi yang nampak, if he saw something that not normal to be seen, like ghosts or yes, something like that, how to deal with that?
Say hello. How are you doing? What do you want?
Say hello. Apa yang kamu lakukan? Apa yang kamu mau? Banyakkan filosofi.
And have metta with him. Metta. That's why they come and bother you. For ghosts or for devas, you know, metta is kind of food, you know, that they need, you know, to sustain their life.
Metta.
Yeah? Loving kindness.
Jadi kebaikan atau metta itu adalah makanan bagi anu dan para dewa. Jadi mereka datang, mereka ingin.
Okay.
Lagi. Dukkha, mau ini, mau itu, tidak mau ini, tidak mau itu, suka ini, suka itu.
Asal, I want to ask you a question. Why do this one is more obligated with Muslim and appreciate a lot the after we pass away? In Muslim, we have only one sect, in the heaven or in the hell. But in Buddhism, we have a 32 sect, heaven or something, heaven and hell or something, after we pass away.
I have no idea what you are asking.
He asked in other religion, like Muslim or Christian, after they die, they only got to place to go, like hell or heaven. But in Buddhism, it's more complicated. There's so much place to go.
If you live in Indonesia of 200 years ago, you only know two islands, you know, it doesn't mean that the rest of the world exists. The Christians just don't know that the other realms exist, or Muslims. Understood? If you don't believe it, just go there. Yeah. You can go in all the realms. Yeah. Visit them, you know, and ask them what they are doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Other question.
Pertanyaan lain.
Okay, and last question.
Tapi terlahir dari manusia lagi, kosong dari kompetensi.
yang turun surga neraka kapan datang. Itu pertama. Yang kedua, kita berusaha untuk mencapai kemampuan supaya tidak kewajiban. Pertama kita berarti nanti semua makhluk hidup yang manusia terutama yang mencapai dan lahiran kembali sehingga jumlah manusia makin kurang. Atau sebetulnya apa yang terjadi selanjutnya? Itu aja deh. Anak-anak.
So the first question I have is, when do we born in heaven? Acang just now talk about the hell and also the human. When do we go to heaven?
I explained it in the morning. I explained it yesterday.
Yes. Acang sebenarnya sempat.
Yeah, keeping the five precepts. Generosity, respect, gratitude.
Ya, ketika kita melakukan kemaksiatan, ditambah tiga hal, pengurangan biaya, rasa hormat, dan rasa berterima kasih, kita dapat lahir di alam surga.
And if there's not enough generosity, respect, gratitude, you come back as a human being.
Kita mati, kan ceritanya cuma surga dan neraka. Jadi, kan yang kita mati. Kapan siksa neraka? Kapan surga itu ada dengan mati itu dia? Tidak terlalu apa. Jadi yang terakhir itu datang itu masih bisa kita sekarang aja.
So, after that,
kan dia bertanya.
Yeah. What we mean is when we die, we go to the hell, go to the lost, we have human again. When will we go to the heaven and maybe in between?
No. I mean, most of the people just go to hell and come back as a ghost and back, come back to human world. I said 70%, they have no other way to go, yeah? But, you know, people who are in the male class, you know, they can go up, sometimes up to heaven.
So from the hell, we go to the ghost, human again, and then the human, we do good, and then we go to the heaven.
Yeah, we can go directly from the hell realm to the heavenly realm.
Yeah.
That depends on our karma.
Jadi tergantung karma kita dari alam neraka bisa menyelam ke alam surga. Tapi semuanya tergantung karma. Cuma Acang menambahkan bahwa 70% yang tadi disampaikan bahwa lebih banyak kita itu manusia jadi neraka, atau mental manusia jadi dari ini, manusia jadi dari ini.
I explained it for the normal people, for the run-of-the-mill people. Hendrik, I explained it for the run-of-the-mill people. They, you know, come back as a human being, you know, go to hell, come back as a ghost, and go back to human realm, yeah? Other people who develop goodness, you know, who develop the precepts, you know, and to generosity, respect, they can go to, up to heaven. And then they go to hell, and then they'll go back to heaven and go to hell. Yeah, they don't need to. Yeah. I mean, every pre-breaking, every precept, you know, means you go to a different kind of hell. Yeah. So you spend there, then you come back, and then you go to another hell, or you go to heaven in between, and then go to hell. Yeah, that depends on. Yeah, but for normal people, they have only one way out.
Ya, jadi untuk manusia dalam hidup kita sebagai manusia, bila kita melanggar salah satu dari lima sila itu nerakanya berbeda-beda. Nah, neraka misalnya satu yang nanti takutnya kita bisa lagi nanti pada diri alam surga dan manusia, semuanya tergantung pada karma. Tetapi 70% semuanya hanya manusia neraka, nah manusia neraka.
I mean, my venerable teaching master, when he looked at his previous life, he said, I went up to this kind of heaven, then I went down to hell, then I went to that heaven, and then I went to another hell, and then I went to another heaven, and then I went to another hell before I came back as a human being. So, I mean, for people who practice, you know, who.
Guru Nama Kata Dia telah ini. setelah itu neraka, naik lagi ke alam surga yang lain, turun lagi ke neraka. One more question, Anda. So after after somebody who went to Nirvana, so is it means that the human numbers is really less, or what is happening?
I don't understand the question.
So if like somebody Arahant, he already reached Nirvana, kan? So the number of human become lesser.
The number of beings become lesser, yeah?
Jumlah makhluk menjadi lebih sedikit. Tadi sudah ada pertanyaan ya. Jumlah makhluk ya jadi menjadi lebih sedikit.
I mean, think about 8 billion of people and 100 people going to Parinirvana. Doesn't make a lot of difference.
8 million and 100?
100 Arahants in Thailand, they're now going to Parinirvana.
Just 100?
Yeah.
Jadi, bayangkan 8 miliar orang dan hanya 100 Arahant yang Parinirvana. Jadi, apakah ada efeknya gitu? Tidak terasa ya.
And look at the billions of devas who are in the heavenly realms and the trillions of beings who are in the hell realm. And you know, in the ghost, in the animal realm, there are also beings.
Jadi banyak makhluk yang di alam surga, yang lebih banyak lagi di alam neraka, apalagi di alam neraka masih banyak lagi makhluk.
How many trillions of ants, mosquitoes, you know? And you know, I mean, huh? Yeah, every one of them is a being.
Jadi begitu banyak, semua begitu banyak nyamuk, ya, semuanya itu merupakan makhluk. Adalah
makhluk. So one less is not really.
Jadi satu saja tidak yang mencapai di mana tidak terlalu terasa. Kata rasanya kan.
Yeah, there was a question over there.
Jadi satu. Maybe yes, it's a regular.
What?
She can ask during afternoon. Is a retreat.
Because of the time, what time?
Eat last time.
Yeah. Eat? Why do you need to eat? Yeah. Meditate. Okay, so you can ask.
Okay. Sa-mandu.
This is food for the heart. Don't need food for the body.